Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Thursday, the 23rd of July 2026, is Diaspora Revolt. The Diaspora Revolt, 115 to 117 CE. Hebrew, Romanized, Mered Hagaliot, or Mered Hatufutzot, Rebellion of the Diaspora. Latin, Tumultus Iudaicus, sometimes known as the Second Jewish-Roman War, was a series of uprisings launched by Jewish diaspora communities in several eastern provinces of the Roman Empire during the final years of Emperor Trajan's reign. Hostilities began while Trajan was engaged in his Parthian campaign in Mesopotamia, creating a favorable opportunity for rebellion. Ancient sources do not specify the motivations, but they were likely shaped by the Roman destruction of the Second Temple during the First Jewish Revolt in 70 CE. Long-standing tensions between Jews and Greeks, the Fiscus Judaicus tax, messianic expectations, and hopes for a return to the Jewish homeland, Judea. The uprisings broke out almost simultaneously in Egypt, Cyrenaica, and Cyprus. Rebel attacks were directed mainly against locals rather than Roman authorities, with ancient authors such as Cassius Dio and Eusebius, as well as epigraphic evidence, reporting extreme violence. There is also a reference in Eusebius to Roman actions against Jews in Mesopotamia, though these events appear to have formed part of a broader local resistance to the Roman invasion of the Parthian Empire, rather than another Jewish uprising. Martius Turbo, one of Trajan's top generals, was dispatched to suppress the uprisings in Egypt and Cyrenaica. Literary sources suggest that the Jewish population in these regions faced severe reprisals. Meanwhile, General Lucius Quietus quelled the rebellion in Mesopotamia and was subsequently appointed governor of Judea. It was during this period that the poorly understood Quito's War may have occurred in Judea, apparently involving unrest among the Jewish population. The diaspora uprisings were likely suppressed before autumn 117, just prior to Trajan's death. However, some unrest may have persisted into the winter of 117 to 118. The diaspora revolt led to the devastation, and in some cases the annihilation, of Jewish communities in Egypt, Cyrenaica, and Cyprus. Significant damage to buildings, temples, and roads is well attested in Cyrene and other parts of Cyrenaica. A festival celebrating victory over the Jews was still being observed 80 years later in the Egyptian city of Oxyrhynchus. The war is also believed to have ended Alexandria's early Christian community, which was largely of Jewish origins. The later non-Jewish Christian community adopted traditions that had originated in the city's Jewish population. 13 years after the diaspora uprisings, perhaps seeking to eradicate the seat of Jewish unrest, Emperor Hadrian refounded Jerusalem as a Roman colony. In response, the Jews of Judea launched the catastrophic Bar Kokhba revolt. In the aftermath of the diaspora revolt, the largest Jewish diaspora communities were concentrated in Mesopotamia, Asia Minor, and Italy. Jewish communities re-established themselves in Egypt, Cyprus, and Cyrenaica during the 3rd-4th centuries CE, though they never reached their former prominence. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 051 UTC on Thursday, the 23rd of July 2026. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Diaspora Revolt. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ri. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Generative Neve.